Blog Talk Radio. came.
Bonsoir and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs. It is Friday, the 25th day of August in the year 2017, in the 22nd hour Pacific time, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California. Playtime with Sandra Radio can be heard via Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio, aka New Groove and Rhythms. The song you just heard at the top of the hour is called The Bandit by the artist called The Blend. Voila! Yay! And I will be having Jessica Edwards of New Groove and Rhythms, aka Naked Girls Radio, call in just a moment. I see I have a caller. It may be her. I'm not sure. So, all bets are off. Hold on one moment. Playtime with Sandra Radio.
Hey.
This is Sandra London speaking. You're live on the air.
Yes.
Hi, Jess.
It's
Hi.
Me. I was totally going to wait, and then I'm, like, trying to listen on my computer, and for whatever reason, I couldn't hear anything. And so I can hear you fine, like, listening in the on the guest call line, but for some reason I'm not getting any audio on my computer. So I just wanted to make sure that you're, like, actually, like, audible to people.
I'm here.
I can't figure out why.
Yes,
I can't hear
I'm
it
here.
On my computer.
I'm really here, I promise. For anyone hopefully able to tune in right now, for anyone who is not able to, we are recording, and once the show is over and it has, you know, it's official embed, I'll make sure to embed it onto livinggrind.com, LAVEANDGRIND.com, my official Sandra London website, so that you can tune in there if anything happens with this evening's broadcast. But all seems fine on this end, and you can hear me, so we can continue.
All right.
All right. So,
yeah,
so
didn't
just
mean to be premature, but I just wanted to make sure everything was all right.
Hey, premature or not, you're here in the world. That's all that matters. Anyway, okay, so before we get into our discussion for this evening, I'm just going to play one more thing. Darn it. Where'd it go? Okay, I think it's towards the bottom. Yeah. And then I'll be right back with everyone. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And I'm going to play Say Who, this like short form humor comedy thingy that I did with Jimmy D. Blanket about a year or so ago. But here you are, and I'll be right back with you. And so will Jessica Edwards of Nikki Bell's Radio, aka New Groove and Rhythms. Here you are, Say Who.
Yes, sir, or madam, my apologies in advance, but I need some, like, urgent assistance. Yes, yes, any emergency operator will do. No, I do not have a preference. That's not what I meant. I'm sorry. Honestly, please, someone, anyone, just, yes, okay, I'll hold, but please, please help me. This, I believe it is an owl keeps slapping me in my gardener repeatedly.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go. Ow! No, I was saying ow, but there's also indeed an owl. Ow! No, I am not under the influence of any illicit substance or knowing consumption of any, to my best knowledge of this statement. Ow! My eyes! Why? Why? Ow! Oh.
Huh?
No, that was me. Speaking American English. Onomatopoeia. Okay. Yeah, no. That wasn't English originally anyways. Greek, maybe? A description? One of my eyes is now swollen shut, but he, I think, yes, he appears to be a he, and is cloaked, masked, colored? No, I'm not making a prank call. No, I'm not a member of a racist organization. What the? I'm doing the best I can. No, he did not make any audibly threatening statements. His gestures just landed on my face without warning. I don't know if he's prone to Tourette's or whether he has epilepsy. No, I did not see a driver's license or proof of identity. Yes, I apologize for making this assumption. Yes, I understand your admonition. Can you just listen? Or did someone over here, please, please, pretty please? It is possible. The subject's name is... Black! No, I am not making racist statements. Wait, are you serious? No, I am not making racist statements. Wait, are you serious? Oh, no. The subject just hugged me with their wings? No, I'm not a fundamentalist orthodox member of any sect or private club, I don't think. No, I'm not using slang. I'm describing the best of my... No, I did not attempt to procure nor solicit sex from the subject. I said sect. S-E-C. Ow! No, the subject is not propositioning me on the street. As far as I know, anyways. I was on my way home from work at a job. That is indoors. Like, literally, literally. Ow! Really? Okay. Yes, I'll hold, but please hurry. I think the subject understands the English language. Why? Oh, wait. I'm not on hold? Well, because the subject is now hugging me tighter ever since I said hold. Ow! I don't know who.
Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, vas-y lève ton verre si tu le fais à l'ancienne. Et puisque le son larmes sont belles. Lève mon verre, ma santé à la tienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, vas-y lève ton verre si tu le fais à l'ancienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, viens me rejoindre au VIP, où les femmes sont belles en sous-vêtements. Tel est leur corps qui brille, VIP, que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent en tandem.
Back, you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and something happened with the direct connect on Blog Talk Radio, so now calling in via Bell. Jess, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Ah, okay, hold on. Okay, yeah, do you double hear me? Because I still have the headphones like in plugged in.
No, I
the,
just hear you one time right now. You're good, you sound good.
Okay, cool. It's weird to stare at myself as a host and also see that I'm calling in with the cell phone. Anyways.
Yeah, the guest line. I've had to do that.
Yeah, normally it just has, it doesn't double it. Who knows? Who knows? But anyways, okay, so we're back and we just heard Say Who, a short form comedic humor piece. Featuring yours truly, Sandra Linton of livinggrind.com and my pal, Jimmy D. Blankets. And then you heard VIP, because I know you like that, Jess, that song.
I do. I was going to say, I love that song.
Yeah, came out of his, yeah. So here we are. What a lovely weekend.
It's still Friday by you. It was Isaac Hare from Sleaze's birthday Friday today, but it's over now over here because we're past midnight. So happy birthday, Isaac. I know there was a lot of other birthdays
Isaac.
Out there, but that's the one that, yeah.
Happy birthday, Isaac.
So.
Awesome.
I think he went out to some band shows. I saw some posts that he went to see Sick Puppies, and then he said something about seeing Drowning Pool later. So he's having a musical night tonight.
And he's not in the Texas area, no, right?
He's out here. He was in Florida. He's in the area now, though, in the Chicago Rockford area. So.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, good
he's
luck
in
out
town,
there,
and actually,
Texas. Good luck.
Yeah. I was just talking to somebody, Matthew earlier, that's out in Houston right now, and he said it's just raining right now.
Right now, I was looking though, like
I know.
At prior hurricanes, whatever. So like, you know,
it's
Hurricane
still
Katrina
early for them.
Was like, yeah, Hurricane Katrina was like around this time, like the 23rd of August, like 12 years ago.
Oh, I know. That was horrible.
Yeah, the extent was through the rest of the week of August, and so I'm like, yeah, get your bearings. Hopefully, most people have fled or have very strong, like, security. Surviving methods in their home or above it.
I mean,
and I was looking at the news and they're like, oh, it could be like 12 feet of something and like a McDonald's sign, Excel.
Yeah. I haven't had a chance to look at the news all day today. I saw something on Weather Channel, I think yesterday maybe, and it was talking about that it was supposed to make landfall, but not by Houston, like down by, what was it, where
yeah,
was it
further,
going?
Yeah, further,
further
Padre
west.
Island.
Yeah, and it was supposed to make landfall tonight or early tomorrow morning, so after the show, I'll have to go check it out. I told him I'd keep an eye on things and hope for the best for him. I know it was, originally they were talking about it hitting down there and then heading up towards Houston. I've been
to
Houston,
I thought it was way
and it
too
seems
far
like
up
Houston,
north.
Yeah,
too far up north,
Houston
I would think.
Seems like way off the shore. Like I was going to go down to Galveston because I wanted to go see where Katrina and all that stuff happened, you know, and I, but then like, but then the person I was out there with was like, oh, it's not really pretty. Like the water's all gross down there. And he kind of talked me out of like my excitement of going down there. So I didn't go. Cause I was totally going to drive down there. I just hung out at the hotel and did things like in town in Houston that day instead.
Right.
But yeah, well, I hope everybody out there is safe.
Hopefully one day we can both be in Texas at the same time and be on a road trip.
For sure.
We're gonna be trying to compile some stuff and do some research on some RVs because that's what we want to do. And Jess wants an RV, so we got to make it happen. But I want to visit Austin. I want to visit Austin, Dallas.
I've heard Austin is really nice. I had family that lived there, but I've never been.
Yeah, I heard it's like music, like up the wazoo, like just very happening for the music scene, and it's a college town, so you got cool people. Yeah. So I want to visit.
Sounds good, but yes, I've been trying to rally up the fans and get people to help me out with my goal of getting this RV. I also would take a donation of an RV, or we could work out some kind of an arrangement. If you are somebody that can help me out with that, let me know. You know, I'm more than willing to work something out. I recently got a car for doing social media for Psychobabble TV. I got a car. I do their website stuff and their social media and keep everything updated for them. And that was what we worked out. I can do the same thing for anybody willing to help with an RV too.
How can our listeners get in touch with you directly if they want to directly email you or whatever, or just chat with them?
You can look me up on Facebook, Jessica Edwards, or you can look me up on my website, ngrmusic.com. Sign up for a free profile there, and you can message me there. Or if you want to get in on my Patreon, that's where I'm raising the money for my RV. You can get into Patreon for as little as a dollar, become my patron, and you get all kinds of exclusive content that you can't get anywhere else. It's stuff that I can't really post on mainstream social media. There's a lot of like really sexy stuff. And there's a lot of things that are new.
Woo-hoo!
I also have a lot of things that were, I have like thousands of photos and videos that are no longer available online. Because they were too hot, and for a while I had to take down all that kind of stuff. And they've been in hiding for years. And so I'm starting to add some of that stuff back, some of my pole dance videos, some of my photo shoots. I have endless amounts of photo shoots. So if you want to, and like all my radio shows are there. I have my episodes of when I'm with Sandra on Playtime with Sandra. I've got my episodes of when I'm with Taser Time Radio. I've got all the Psychobabble TV episodes that I'm on. It's all like everything you could possibly want that has me on it. That is hot and sexy.
Jessica Edwards Emporium.
Yes.
Emporium.
It's at, you can find that at patreon.com/Jessica080806. Patreon is spelled PATREON. So it's patreon.com/Jessica080806.
Yeah. Patreon, patreon.com/080806.
Or Jessica 080806.
Oh, my bad. Let me do it over.
That's okay.
Patreon.com. P-A-T. I want to get it right. That's so weird. patreon.com/Jessica JESSICA 080806. Well, no, I think I did.
And you can ask us too. We'll give you a link if you forget.
When I embed this episode on livinggrind.com, I'll put the direct link so you can click on that directly beneath the embed of this evening's radio show. Yeah, sorry. I was hearing everything and lost my train of thought because a fly like landed directly on like the top of my lip. And I'm like, why?
Oh, gross.
I know. It's like, but why? Like, I don't understand. Like, what? when I was little, twice in my life, and they're that memorable that I remember them, that a fly just ran into my eye and died. Like, but not in the same location, like, you know, like. And, you know, it's so random to be like, wow, like, oh, yeah, sugar eyes or something. Now I got sugar lips. What the hell? I don't know what they want from me.
Sugar lips.
Yeah, like, I don't.
You with sugar lips.
Yeah, sugar lips, sugar eyeballs. I don't really get it. I'm horrified.
Oh,
I'm like, what is that awesome? What could be that awesome about my eyeball and my lips? Like, it didn't go in my mouth.
Oh my,
it didn't fly up my nose. It's just like, oh, I'll make a new mole with you. You're my new mole.
Oh.
I am your new mole or something. It just makes no sense.
Oh, oh, man.
Yeah, well, I'm glad audio seems to be working well now. I'm so glad.
Yeah, as long as everyone can hear us. I'm doing updates on my computer because I was actually having trouble with not only like listening to the show, but also some other stuff. I was uploading all day to Patreon, and now it's like not letting me. And I didn't know if it's their site or if it's my computer. So now I'm doing all my
updates.
Every
now and again, like one thing I've noticed, like this evening I had like, I'm the queen of like 25 million tabs and windows open on my computer.
Me
but usually
too.
All everything is so interesting though. Oh my God, I want to learn. And whatever. So then I'm like, okay, when I want to go on Blog Talk Radio, like I made it a habit to start doing, although this evening I was only half successful with it, but where, you know, each thing, like, okay, bookmark all the tabs and this one of 5 million browser windows. And so I put the day as a date, and then volume 1, volume 2, and I got to about volume 12, and I'm like, and that's just per, like, the whole page, I mean, the whole browser thingy, window, not tabs individually, so that's, like, even more, and I'm like, honestly, how did I start learning all this in one day? Because I fully shut down everything yesterday, so it was only since I was awake, so like, 2 p.m., so, like, 10, almost 10, before, like, you know, bookmarking them all by volume. How do you get 12 volumes? It just makes no sense. But, yeah, so I did that. And then I made sure to try to go off of Skype because I never know, like, some sites that update articles or refreshing the webpage for you, every now and again, I believe that might cause some interference.
I try not to keep those automatically refreshing ones open too much. Like, if there's more than a couple, I won't keep those open because it just messes everything
up. I closed nearly everything, but while I was waiting, like, till it was 10 minutes before this evening's show, I was like, well, I want to look at something. So I had, like, Reddit open, and that does auto-update, so I might want to close that and something else. And I'm like, I'm going to believe that could be a possible issue until I figure out why it, you know, the computer will tend to do that every now and again. I'll be like, volume's fine, this is fine or that, but then something's going haywire elsewhere. We'll see. I'll report back.
Yeah.
On one time, definitively certain enough. But yeah. How's the weather up there where you are in Chicagoland?
Oh, it's been
fine.
I mean, it's like cooling off a little bit, but, you know, like there's been a couple days where it's like, oh no, it's going to, like today was it wasn't cold, but it was I'm wearing a hoodie today with my capris. Like, it's kind of like feeling like it's going to
be
fall soon. And I'm going, oh no, like, no.
Be careful with that hoodie.
Oh my God! I'm gonna have to
don't buy Skittles at the same time. Nothing.
I'm gonna have to like go traveling south soon, man. Like it's not right.
Oh.
It can't get cold yet. But you know what? I'm trying to go.
Hey.
I'm planning on going to this camp out weekend music festival in September, like the first.
Where?
Like the first week of the end, or like the first
Florida?
Week of September. No, it's in Illinois. But it's like, I don't know. I think it's like an hour or two south of here. Like, it's it's probably like close to 2 hours, because it used to, it was like, I had a friend that lived out there a few years ago, so I kind of know where, like, it is. It's a little south of him, so it's probably
like, okay. how
like 2 hours
massive.
But anyways, it's,
well, wait, I got a question about what you're talking about. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
How massive is Illinois in a sense? Like, I guess it's a weird question, but like, when I think of like California, you could be driving for 12 hours and technically still be in California in a straight line, like from San Diego all the way up through,
right,
like Humboldt and beyond. Like, if I just look on like a standard U.S. map, you know, Illinois, New York, a couple of these states, like, look super tiny in comparison. And I know that relative,
yeah,
to California, they probably are. Like, you can go to Indiana within like under 2 to 4 hours, right, from Chicago. Like,
right,
they,
but
let's take
if you went
downtown
you,
Chicago,
I think I want to say it's like probably, I would guess about like from, if you started at the northern border and went to the tip of southern Illinois, it's probably a 10-hour drive. I want to say it's
really?
4 hours across the state. Yeah,
okay.
I think.
And
something
then I have
like that.
I have like relatives or family or whatever who live in like Ohio, and I was like, how far
it might
from
be a
where you are
more
in Ohio,
12 hours.
From Ohio to Chicago? And she's all, 4 hours, like 4 hours. I'm like, really? It's either to
it's,
Chicago,
yeah,
or to Indiana.
States. I mean, from
Indiana.
From Chicago, Indiana's really close to Chicago, and Ohio's only, yeah, Ohio's not that far. I've driven through Ohio before. I think it's more than 4 hours. It might be more like 6 hours or something. I mean, like, you can get to the border, though, because it's not that far. I mean, Michigan, to get to the Michigan border only takes a couple hours. But, like,
yeah,
everything in
like
Michigan
what,
that's cool
or five
is,
hours
like, not
between,
that close.
Like, Detroit and Chicago, like, 4 to 5 hours driving or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah, that sounds about, yeah, that's about right. I've been over there.
That's shocking.
I've been over there.
That's
and
shocking.
Then the other place I go is about 4 or 5 hours. So, yeah.
Wow.
It's there's a lot of cool, I mean, Iowa's, like, 4 hours, like, there's a lot of states that are 4 hours away, or two hours away.
Well,
like, there's
Vegas
a lot.
Is the closest,
I mean,
for us. That's like 4 hours.
You know,
Vegas.
Like, the Quad Cities isn't that far, so you get, like, four
yeah.
different states at the Quad Cities, I think, like,
jeez.
If I remember correctly.
This is just wild.
Yeah. Get to everything from Illinois pretty quick.
It's
kind of like just, you know,
neat,
pretty central.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to live in Kansas, and it's kind of like that, too, like, because it's, like, borders a lot of states. But it depends. Like,
city
to go to Colorado is quite a few hours, you know, like, but...
Colorado, that's... You got to go way over. You got to pass through what?
Well, I guess you go through Missouri, probably, to go to Colorado. I don't remember. I know, like, it's closer... I lived in Topeka, Kansas for a minute, and it was closer
did
to Topeka,
like
but I... Topeka's boring as hell. There's a college town too there, but like if it's not colleges in session, it's all really like senior citizens. I was bored out of my damn mind. I used to meet people like on Yahoo Messenger back in the day and go drive back to Kansas City to hang out with people. Because
I've
yeah,
been to Kansas City,
Topeka.
Kansas, but I've never been to Kansas City, Missouri.
They're right next
isn't
to
that,
each other.
Isn't that
Kansas
weird?
City, Missouri's. Yeah, but you know what? Like, as far as Kansas City goes, like, Kansas City, Missouri is actually nicer. Like, Kansas is kind of trashy.
Probably.
The Kansas side, once you get out of the city, is really wealthy and, like, really nice. I lived over there for quite some time, too. And it's beautiful. There's a lot of money. There's right on the, cause they're right on the border of each other. So I had friends in Missouri and in Kansas, and I worked in Kansas and Missouri. I was like right there in both places. And so there's a lot of great things in both places, and there's a lot of crappy things in both places. But
well, the area it was nice. It might've been the suburbs or some exurb of Kansas City, Kansas. It didn't look, I was not afraid for my life or anything. Like it seemed cold.
Well, yeah, there's good areas and there's bad areas.
Like,
you were probably in the suburbs, and the suburbs like there are some areas that are just amazing. I mean, there's like
that's
a section
nice.
called Leawood, where it's all the new money people, and a lot of, like, the Kansas City Chiefs live there and stuff. My mom worked with her boss at the time, lived over there. They have really nice houses. But then there's Mission, am I thinking, is it Mission? Anyways, yeah, there's, like, by the plaza and stuff is where all the old money and all the mansions are, like, the really old, cool mansions are and stuff.
Mansions.
And so, yeah.
My favorite mansions are in Tennessee, though. Tennessee.
Oh, really?
Nashville area. Oh,
that's
my
cool.
Goodness.
I haven't been to Nashville.
Oh, la la.
I've just driven through Tennessee.
I highly recommend Nashville.
Well,
oh,
we'll have to do it in our RV, man. Let's get an RV.
I'm sure we'll catalog it, everyone tuning in, fans, and new listeners.
Yeah, shout out to all the people that are, like, my awesome patrons right now. Thank you so much for being there and, like, supporting what I'm doing. I really appreciate you. And, you get the more – you can be my patron for as little as a dollar. And you can decide – how much you can, like, set a limit on how much you pledge so you don't over pledge. Like, you can decide, like, what you want to put into it. The more you put in, the more bonuses and perks you get, the more content you get, and things like that. But I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so very much for being there.
And I look forward to giving you lots more awesome stuff. And the road trip thereafter will be televised, quote unquote. It will be online anyway.
Well, yeah. You'll definitely get to see fun stuff from us traveling.
Yeah.
And we'll come do stuff with the fans and, like, can meet you guys and we'll have a great time. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm super excited.
It's been big.
We'll be able to, if we get going, keep supporting us and more people join
keep
in and we can travel and see
and
you and throw parties for
you
and
if
have,
you
a
have bingo.
Awesome
let us
time.
Know if you have bingo. Also, if you have any bingo, there's a place here in LA called Hamburger Mary's and they have, like, a drag queen who reads out, like, you know, the bingo numbers and stuff, whatever, and letters and number combinations. Whatever, but when you win, you get some pretty awesome prizes and stuff, like really cool prizes. Like, they're awesome. So I'm always down for being, I like winning games. So I need
to.
Like, we could do this. Scrabble's too tedious for a road trip, but bingo, I'm right there. You know, a bingo parlor with alcohol and some eatery, some food. Like, I'm already there. Let's just do it. Or karaoke.
Yeah.
and or if you have a place in your big old town somewhere in the United States of America, and it has both bingo and karaoke, triple there.
Well, and I'm cool with, like, band shows and, like, you know, hell, I'm take us on your awesome boat or something. I don't care. Have fun.
Okay.
We'll bring people.
Forms. I still have some forms if I go on anybody's boat.
Well, yeah, we wouldn't just, like, I mean, you know.
I'm just saying, I'm not.
But.
There's, like, that historical trauma or something. Like, I'm not cool with open water. Like, then I fall in and not get out. Like, I'm just. I think it's a historical memory. It's a historical memory, is what I'm just saying. No.
Okay, well, Sandra's afraid of boats,
I've been on cruise, you know, like, big old yachts, like, they're all these, like, Memorial Day, there's a yacht, but it, you know, wasn't going anywhere, and the water's not that deep, whatever, but, like, it's just, you know, like, and, like, what, Santa Barbara, Captain Jack's boat, and the water, and it's, like, a small boat, so when the Santa Ana winds kicked up, we were flailing everywhere, and I brought my friends. I'm like, I hope nobody. The Captain Jack guy, he ran it, like, regular, like, you know, he tore us to go on it, and I worked at a hotel there while I was in college, like, I was, like, concierge, so I'd always recommend it, and then the captain said, well, if you ever want to come bring some friends, let me know. I'm like, all right. I got some friends, I want to go. So we get on, and it's safe. It's just that the Santa Ana winds kick up so much, and for everybody used to being on, like, a general or on a just big ship or big something, it's different than being, like, in a sturdy boat. but being really close to the water, and then Santa winds kick up, like, whew, and I'm like, I brought, like,
yeah,
four
see?
Of my friends. I hope nobody falls in. Nobody falls in.
Okay,
I'm
well,
like, you're
used to living by the ocean, so you think of boats on the ocean. See, me, I've never been on a boat on the ocean, so I'm, like, thinking of lakes, like, safe, nice lakes.
Like a little lake that you can walk in,
yeah.
Like, and never,
like,
it never
about,
gets above
like,
your neck.
The ocean,
it never gets above your neck, no matter how far.
The ocean would need to be a cruise ship. Like,
yeah,
the ocean would need to be
like,
a cruise ship.
With some little boats
afraid of the ocean.
Yeah, with some boats on standby, like, you know, hitched to the side or something, and I'm aware my life vest the whole entire time because I'm not joking. Like,
yeah, the ocean, the
like,
ocean is kind of
don't,
scary
don't
to me
that.
Still.
I don't want to do
no,
that.
I like the ocean in Florida, like when you go to really far
it's
south
warm.
In Florida where it's really pretty
like
and you can
warm,
see through and it's warm
the
and
water's
it's pretty.
Warm.
I like
yeah, there,
swimming in there, but like if I can't see
there
through
in Hawaii
the water and
too.
It's all dark, then
yeah,
I'm
like
afraid
I'm only
going to
go out so far.
There's like
because
jellyfish
only...
and like weird. And sharks
yeah.
and crap.
Jellyfish stuff that, like, is weird. And those
like
little
when
long
I went,
vines, little, I don't know what they're called, where it's just like a long, green, vine, leafy, skinny thing that, whatever, like, wrap uh-huh. around my, you know, wrap around my legs. And I'm like, oh,
I've
an eel.
I've
got an eel.
Naked and afraid.
I don't want an eel.
I just watched
like,
it
oh.
on Naked and Afraid yesterday. They were, like, stuck
oh.
in those vines, and they're, like, afraid it was going to pull them under, and I was like, oh my
quick,
god,
quick
I wouldn't
man.
Be swimming with those. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm so happy. Like, Survivor, that's the one show I would never be able to do. any of that,
oh, yeah.
that, you know, that requires
well, I never
long
watched
contact
that, like,
with
Naked and Afraid,
wild
I don't
waters.
Want to do that either.
I haven't seen that one. I watched the first, like, three
I love Naked and Afraid, but, like, I wouldn't do it. I'm like, I'm not that insane. I am not
well,
that insane. Like, I would not put, like, I don't know. I understand why they do it, but I don't think I
what,
have
what
respect
is the goal?
For how, like.
Are they just, they're just naked outside?
They're just
it?
Trying to make it, they're just trying to make it till the end. They don't get
make
prizes
babies?
Or anything. It's just the satisfaction
get,
of that
wait,
they've made it.
It's a contest? Or are they just supposed to
no.
see they're naked?
No, they're just doing it to see if they can survive,
food?
Like, the challenge.
They have to find
huh?
plants and fruit. They have to find plants and fruit they can eat and fish. They gotta go fish. They gotta
no. They can
kill
they can hunt
food.
Or whatever, but they're not allowed. Like they're each allowed to bring like one survival item with them, and they get a map, and that's it. And they're like put in like the jungle or something. Like it's
a
crazy.
Map.
And they
a map and one thing,
yeah.
one comfort item or one survival item, a compass.
Survival
maybe?
Item,
a
yeah. They
a
each
GPS.
Get there's two people.
I need a
and
map
they get,
and a
like,
GPS.
Each,
I don't know how to tell where it's northwest, east, or south, just looking at the air. Like, I'm going to need a compass. and a map.
Yeah, you get one survival item, and, like, you're stuck out there. Depending on if it's the regular challenge is 21 days. You get it's a guy and a girl, and they go out there and try to, like, survive. And it's freaking crazy. It's so crazy
it,
the stuff that happens
is it 21, to them. Is it 21 days so the girl can, like, plan her menstrual cycle or what?
And then the XL challenge is 40 days, and
he's
they
gonna
get
everybody
like
killed.
Extreme...
The girl's gonna get her.
Oh my god!
Her partner killed if she believes the bears will kill her. That's not cool.
Yeah, no, I know. There's crazy.
What?
I mean,
that's
people
a, that's
get really messed up on the show.
That's a liability.
They get really sick and like.
You get Lyme disease.
Like.
Sick.
Oh, they get all kinds of messed up stuff.
Leeches.
I mean, like, they get, like, trench foot and, like, friggin'.
What is trench foot?
Oh, they throw up a lot.
What?
Like.
What is trench foot?
They lose a ton
this?
Of weight.
Wait, what's
trench foot? Foot's like a thing. Trench foot's like a thing that is, it's really common. Like, it's been really common in, like, soldiers and stuff, especially because,
what?
Like, when your feet are, like, constantly damp and they start, like, rotting and falling apart. Like, and
ew.
It's yeah, because you're, like, in really wet conditions and you can't dry out your feet and they get, like, and it's from being in, like, dirty water.
Shoes?
Like,
you can't wear
like
shoes?
Somebody got that. No, you get nothing. You get, no, you're completely naked in the jungle and
that's
stuff.
That's not naked. Okay, wear flip-flops. Not naked. Come on.
No, they get, they don't get to wear flip-flops. They can make flip-flops out of leaves
still...
and stuff.
Okay, that's the first thing I'm going to do because...
Some
yeah, anywhere
do,
else.
Like, these people, like, A lot of people have to. Some people were just in Texas and they were walking in cactuses the whole time and stuff, and they made shoes. They first had leaf ones, and then they found a dead deer and like used its skin to make new ones because the leaves weren't holding up anymore.
Ew.
Yeah, it was
a
nasty. It was like this rotten carcass. Like, it was disgusting.
I don't think that would do my feet any good. To take some deer skin, deer fur.
I've watched
and all the
lot
maggots
of that
inside
show.
Of it. All the maggots.
There were maggots everywhere.
Gonna,
there was maggots and beetles.
Gonna,
it was so nasty. It was
they're
so
not
going
to hand it over to you. You know, you see a deer like, hey, baby deer, I'm here to be your friend. It's going to be like, what? No, you're not. You can't have none of me. None of me.
People, there's so many people that see animals that can't catch them, and they're like animals everywhere, and they're like starving to death, and they can't catch any freaking animals because the animals are like, hell no, dude. You know?
Yeah, like I know how this goes.
Yeah. You know, and they get
what?
Stalked by wild animals while they're trying to sleep because everything wants to eat them too, and it's like so crazy. There's like massive crazy predators.
Well,
like
they
go to Africa and stuff with the lions.
They have like the camera. I think I like the lions. I don't know why. But do you think that
there's a
camera,
crew during the day, but then the
camera
crew leaves
nice
them alone at night,
though. Yeah, they got a nice hotel afterwards. But we'll keep, like,
space
pairing.
No, they're so far out there. There's no hotels. Like, they're
in the
middle of freaking nowhere.
The crew must
have
been, like, a cabin or something, because
they don't need
danger pay. They're supposed to stand in one spot.
Yeah, they don't.
That means any wild beast can't go after them because they know every day at 8 o'clock these people always stand right here and stay. Let's get them. Their backs are marked. They are marked for lunchtime, whatever.
But yeah, at nighttime the camera crew like leaves and they're there. There's two people alone like in a leaf hut in the middle of the jungle or Africa or wherever with all these crazy predators with two camcorders.
I want to just not do that, probably.
But
if I still happen to have this happen, maybe I'm trying to think what my other item would be. There's not a compass. Maybe a mosquito netting.
No, they bring
thing
things like fire starters and machetes.
A machete? Well,
yeah,
I don't
you
got
to hack down trees to build shelters and stuff.
What about a gun? How are you going to kill your animal?
No, yeah, right. A gun's not going to make you a shelter.
No, it's a hunt. One person brings the hunting tool, and the other person builds a shelter with whatever they bring.
And then you got to figure out how to make a fire, because you can't have clean drinking water or cook your food without a fire. So you got to figure out a fire. Like, a fire is kind of an important one. A lot of people bring something
don't
to
you
start
just
a
need
fire
six,
with.
You need a Boy Scout, an adult Boy Scout.
Yeah, well, they made a bow drill out of sticks, and they made cordage out of, like, something that was naturally outside, but the cord kept breaking because it's made out of plant material.
Can't you make fire with,
yeah,
like, a glass?
But you need a mirror.
Yeah, a mirror.
You have a glass.
Yeah, bring a mirror.
But
you bring a mirror, and they're like, you're so vain. You're like, just watch.
Yeah.
I'm vain, huh? Watch.
Well, you know what,
now
actually,
it's all aglow.
Somebody,
you can't use any of my fire. You call me vain. You turn
somebody,
on my fire, then.
I think, and maybe they had... Maybe they are. They had okay. There was this one actually I just watched where I think I'm in season 8, which is the most recent season. They threw some people in the middle of the ocean in a little floaty raft, and they were like 14 miles from any land, and they're in like shark infested water. It was like the craziest thing, and they had to like paddle. It took them like till the next day to get to land. But
they have to file like a. Indemnities clause contract and like fill out their living room.
Oh, I'm sure. But they have
they
probably. But they had one. The girl had goggles, and then the guy, I forget what he might have had, a machete or something. And like, but they got to shore, and like, he was trying to start a fire, and he couldn't get the fire started, and because it was so damp out or whatever. And then finally, like, and they went a lot of days without fire, and they were like starving and just like freaking out because they couldn't get a fire for nothing. And finally she realizes there's this like bifocal lens in the goggles,
they
and
medic.
She managed
they
to make a fire with the lens in the goggles.
They gotta have medics on standby in some way.
They do. They do, because serious bad things happen. People, like, hack themselves to the bone with machetes. They get boiling water spilled on them. I mean,
yeah,
like, they get hypothermia. They do have medics.
It's
very dangerous.
Very masochistic.
People get hurt. Really, like, a guy fell off a mountain and, like, completely dislocated his shoulder and, like, popped it out. Like, his clavicle was all jacked up. Like, people get hurt really bad on this show. So, yes, they do have medics.
Ew.
And while
naked the whole time. Come on, even the indigenous people, they make a skirt. How
really
would you
sick.
Like to fall directly on something right in,
oh,
and split you in half, but you're still living?
Whoa.
Like, ew! We're the worst thing ever! It's like, who signs up for that? Just total mess.
But it could happen. It could happen.
Who makes
like,
it so? Who makes
some
it
of the craziest
like
stuff happens on this show.
Jeez.
Oh,
from Marquis de
Sade,
sit right there.
I don't think. I mean, like, I know a lot of stuff about like camping in the woods, and I know some survival stuff, and I've learned a lot from watching the show. But it's like they even are having like episodes now where like the major fans that like really love the show, they let them try it, except they put them
maybe,
for less days. Like it's like 14 days or something.
Maybe they film it in this one area. I have to look it up to know precisely where. But it's like somewhere, I think, in the Midwest or something, where there's like all these national parks, and there's like so confused to like the jurisdiction of it because it extends over a couple different ones to where crimes cannot be prosecuted. Like it literally, like it exists. I think it's South Dakota somewhere, but I'm not sure. I'll look it up after the show. But it's like
weird.
No man's land. So anything that happens is on the person. So people could actually literally die at the hands of another or it's random animal or nature or exposure. But there's no crime because there is no way to identify where it resides jurisdiction wise.
Weird.
Like maybe they film it there. I mean, that would be wise.
No, they go all over the world. They go to like far off countries where people do not live. I mean,
they
seriously, they're like
that.
In the Amazon
they say
and stuff.
That.
No,
say that. It's
it.
Really.
No,
it's
no,
in
no, 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 no.
It's in Burbank.
You have to look at it. You have to see the show.
It's on
no,
Universal
because they show
Studios.
The entire. They show the
it's
entire
Universal
landscape.
Studio.
I mean, they show the whole.
Yeah, they go
everything.
Film it. They go film it in reality at first,
no.
And then they just do. Then,
you gotta watch
then they green screen it. Then they green screen it.
No,
you get
watch
see,
it before
you
talk
just,
smack. Watch it before you talk smack.
I'm a
top. They
I'm
actually
a talk
had
smack.
People.
I know I'm the smartest person ever. I am like a genius, and I can know it without even knowing it because I have a lot of facts. I don't know.
They actually had one.
What I'm telling you, I know the magic. I know the magic of TV, though. It's all I'm saying. And
oh,
film,
I do too. I
filmography,
but...
film mechanics. Type of
oh,
thing.
So
yeah,
I,
they
but...
go they go film random shit, go put the green screen up and let's go. Cause do they fully show the dude in his natural flesh head to toe everything? So the chick blurred out, if it's blurred out then that all of it sick. Cause how do you know what's going on? You can't see it. They're not showing you.
I know.
They're not showing him
I
sleeping and him getting
agree.
Like 10
with...
nighttime happiness listening. They don't show that.
I completely agree with editing. Like I completely believe that they edited
what?
To make it more exciting. You know,
you
they
get
cut
to
out
see.
All the boring parts.
Well, let's
they
answer
cut out
this.
All the boring parts.
Wait. Let's
and,
answer this. Did you get to see the parts in totality of their whole body while they're filming? Yes or no?
No, they blur.
Not just their body. There you go. That's your first clue.
I know. I know, but, and I'm saying, like, TV is
Your
edited.
First,
TV is so edited.
They
but
get everybody,
like,
you can see the boobs, though, yeah? And the nipples?
No, they blur boobs, too.
Oh! This is a group of charlatans. Those are, yeah.
Because it's on like, mainstream TV, you know? Like,
no, then they probably dub over the voices, the American-sounding voices, and really,
whatever.
It's like the indigenous tribe.
So
they're just blurring out the
leaf. Oh my god. Next time we to hang out. We're going to have a naked and afraid-a-thon, and then you can decide.
They're not wearing makeup either, are they? Nope. That's because they're indigenous. They don't wear makeup. They're explaining those poor natives.
I feel like you're in the process of writing another story right now.
I did have an idea for a story, believe it or not. Believe it or not. But yeah, okay, one was a study abroad. That was a futuristic one where when kids go to college,
I remember that.
Instead of living abroad as themselves, they can switch, but then they go all the way back to being whatever they biologically were, whatever, after a year. Okay, the other one was a bunch of porn stars invade, like, an Amazon jungle somewhere. And since they're already naked, the indigenous are already naked, and then the porn people are already there, to see how they get along without, you know, Snapchat and stuff. And see, you know, like, how would they choose to spend the day? How would they choose to live a life, quote-unquote, the savages, and how, quote-unquote, and vice versa? That was my second.
So that one's just an idea, though. You haven't actually done a story about that yet, right?
I haven't done a story about the study of studying abroad, three words. I have not written the full novel for that, either yet. But I have the skeleton place. I have, like, the
right. I remember hearing you mention it before. Like,
Yeah.
You know, I think I heard something of it. Yeah.
Those are
but
two.
But yeah, I was like, I need to hear this other one.
Project.
This porn
star one. and while they're there, there's going to be scientists that you know, report and study, and, you know, anthropologists, but also scientists. because, you know, like, there's certain places where they're not necessarily, I don't even know what word to use because all of them sound wrong, but, like, not modern, like, segments of people where, oh gosh, was it near Fiji or somewhere? Somewhere, like, in Asia Pacific somewhere, where the kids, their eyes, they could see way further, way deep, unaided, like, mm-hmm. underwater. It was an adaptation. And so even the adults, because as you're little kids, and any little kid that grew up there, even if they weren't born there, could do the same. They all learned to do it to help them, like, look for fish or do all this stuff. But their capability to do that is so much more advanced than just a teenager or an adult from anywhere else trying to do the same thing, like, for some reason,
right.
like the salt content or whatever doesn't bother their eyes. Like, they can continue seeing way further than normal for most humans. But, you know, like, there's all these different things about, you know, depending where you are. I was reading about these people in the Tierra del Fuego area who are indigenous, and, like, how their body temperature is on average a degree higher than most other humans, and they sleep naked. They sleep naked or very, very, very thinly clothed. And it's Tierra del Fuego. Like, this is, like, Argentina, like, next door to, like, you know, the Arctic or whatever, the pole.
Wow.
Kind of thing. Huh. Antarctica shit. Whatever. Like,
wow.
But they just adjusted to be able to do that. They're not cold. They're cool. they'll huddle when they make a fire. They'll huddle. Like, you know, explorers, were trying to decide whether to settle there or see what was going on. You know, they would just be a huddled masses around a fire and walking around naked all the time in the cold. Like, people are awesome. There's so many different, you know, adaptations that an isolated community can make within themselves.
Yeah.
You know, that's
cool.
It's kind of rattle. Oh my God, I have a minute left.
And see, like, naked and afraid people are taken from one, like, they go, you know, they live in a normal place in the United States, and then they're sent to, like, a completely insane climate that they're not used to. And so they really struggle with it because it's just like, you know,
just like
they go
just like
extreme
the
heat or really
be.
Cold. And but yeah, if you live there all the time, you're more used to it, I guess.
Yeah, well, maybe in my novel, the scientists will be trying to decide whether the porn people that agree to go, so they're a self-selecting group within a selected group of people that decides to go, maybe the scientists will see that their either body temperature is the same as some other people from an indigenous area, or whatever the feature is or the thing underwater, like, ooh, does it just turn on? And they're like, I'm home. Or whatever. Or like,
you need to work on the story. I want to hear it.
I will. I do flesh out the details, you know, that I have, you know, the details that's right in the dialogue. But I have, you know, I have the intro, I have the setup, you know, building the narrative, but I need to flesh out more of the characters. But yeah.
It's so cool that you like to do that stuff. Like, I'm a great writer, but I hate writing. I hate writing.
I love writing.
I always fight against it. I've always been told I'm really good at it. Like, I did really great in school with it. Like, I was always at the top of my class, like, the best writer. But I hate writing. I don't know why. Like, I have all the thoughts in my mind. I just don't like putting it down. And it's like, feels like math. I don't like it.
Oh, no. It's counter-opposite. Counter-opposite for me. Anything about algebra, I don't have time for it in my life. I'll let other people do it. I'll let the math smart people in charge handle all that. Yeah, but
well,
writing, I love it.
Someone had videos explaining why they do math, because it had to do with organization, and like, it was like the counter opposite of the creative mind, and like, it helps
it
you to organize things.
Total counter opposite.
But like, I'm so creative that like, I run away from like technical, mathematical, organizational things. So I'm just like a creative disaster. Like, I'm everywhere. I'm a mess.
I don't know. I think it's definitely true that kind of the polar opposite of most writing, non-technical writing or whatever. It's just because you have to follow rules with defined answers until, lo and behold, every few hundred years, some mathematical theorem is either disproven or proven to be one among other proofs or whatever that can allow a process to happen, where writing, it's up, down, or sideways, it depends on the writer. It depends on who's writing it. There is no right or wrong. So,
yeah,
you know, that's why I always hate it with math tests. And they're like, okay, and afterwards, then we'll go over them, and they can look in the books in the back of with the answer key. It's like, it's only that one answer, and that's it. We're all like, damn it. Because for any essay, there is no right answer. It's how well do you build the argument for your chosen answer based on the premise kind of thing. To me, that's so much more gentle. So much more
I get frustrated with like factual things, like you just said, like these theorems and stuff get proven wrong. And like, I used to be really big on science, and I really enjoy science a lot, but you know, there's like this whole, it's a scientific fact. Well, guess what? Like, since I was a kid, things have changed, and like, they're like, oh, this doesn't exist anymore, or this was wrong. And it's like, well, hello, you told me it was fact. Like, now you're telling me, like, it's different now? Like, so I don't trust
facts
necessarily.
Yeah, so all those things you were doing to me in the name of science and medicine was completely opposite of the goal of curing.
Yeah.
You've been telling me this whole time.
For a while, I was a science teacher, and I was, I remember like having to teach kids complete opposite of what I was taught as a kid. And it's like, this is messed up. Like, what?
It blows my freaking mind. Yeah. As far as I know, I think there's still only 9 planets, but I'm sure I'm wrong. But
Pluto's,
I only learned about 9
anymore.
Pluto's
not a planet. There's 8.
I thought there was 12. There were 12.
Pluto, they made it not a planet anymore. They made Pluto is not a planet anymore.
I thought there were 9. Well, what is it? Is this a dog?
There was 9. Because Pluto
there were,
used to
there
be
were
a planet.
9, and now they're 8, but now is Pluto a dog? Or is just
Pluto,
a moon,
yeah, I forget what Pluto is. It's like a, Pluto's like
what,
a satellite
it's
or something.
It's a star?
I think it's a satellite.
It's an evil satellite from an evil empire the whole time.
No, not that kind of satellite.
Well, what other
no,
kind of satellite is there but an evil one?
But yeah, like, and I mean,
wait,
we used
I'm
to
curious.
Learn about centripetal force.
I need to know.
There,
Pluto's
not a planet anymore.
Oh.
Pluto, so now there's only 8 planets in our solar system.
So then wait, why were they talking about there being like cells somewhere or something? This is like the flat earthers saying there's cells.
They found something else like outside of Pluto, but I don't remember what it is. But it's not, it doesn't belong to Earth.
New,
I don't know if it
doesn't. That's the new ninth? Is that the new ninth?
No, it's something else. Like, I forget what it was. But no, we only have eight planets now.
My mind is
I know.
You're right. For now, you are right. For now. The eight planets of the solar system.
Right? They're going to find another one.
And
like, they'll just pick one up somewhere.
And so now they made,
something.
They put it into two different air types of planets. Terrestrial planets, Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars. And the giant planets, Jupiter and Saturn, which are gas giants, and Uranus and Neptune, which are ice giants. What the hell have you changed on me? They just threw Pluto.
That's what
Pluto,
I'm saying.
Pluto.
There's
Pluto.
No such thing.
They threw Pluto out to the dog. They threw him out to the dog.
There is, in my opinion.
It's an honorary planet. It's an honorary planet, damn it. I'm still going to consider
in my opinion, that's
what
because of things. I know. Because of things like that, though, in my opinion,
my
there is no
broken.
Such thing as fact. There is no such thing as fact. It is all what people tell us is a fact, which, in my opinion,
just,
is potentially a lie.
Contemporary information. That is all.
There is no, yeah, there is no fact. There is no such thing as facts, just very strong opinions that things are real. It's all, you know,
it's
like, real is
enough,
a perception thing.
Anything that's good enough to get you through the day is good enough for government work. That's all I gotta say.
Right.
For now, because I can't do otherwise. It doesn't matter.
But yeah, like there's no centripetal force.
Why is 1 + 1
there's
2
no centripetal
and not
force either.
Why?
What?
Why is 1 + 1 2 and not 11? Somebody explain this to me. It's 11 and then you add a 1 to it. That's 11. What the hell? Or it's or two in Roman numerals, or whatever it's called. The IIIVIXBN, whatever. They're just rude. It's just rude.
Yeah.
This should be on all the newspapers. When did they decide this? Was it while I was abroad? Was this while I was in Paris?
Maybe,
they decided to, like, get rid of Pluto like this?
It could have been. I don't remember. It's been probably...
Why?
Oh, I think they decided that, like, in the last, it's been in the last 18 years or less. It's probably been in the last, like, 12 years or 10 years.
Okay.
Maybe you were abroad.
Well, I was abroad. Like, yeah, when Katrina happened, I was en route to Paris, so that was 2005. But, yeah.
That's probably
about
when it happened.
Okay, so they're calling it so it's not an honorary planet. It's called a dwarf planet. So it still exists.
Okay, there we go.
But,
but they don't count it as
like
a
planet
anymore.
In the way that I learned it, it does not. It's a ring of the bodies beyond Neptune. So that's the closest real planet relation. Is it something somewhere near one of the major ones that can now exist? Okay, I am so crestfallen. I'm the fan.
It's funny. I can't believe you didn't know that. That's hilarious.
How?
Yeah.
Why? You did you not learn this in high school? I did. I learned in high school 9. That's how I graduated.
No,
I had to graduate with that fact. As accepted
oh, I know.
Fact.
Yes,
rude.
I know. Me too.
So
me too. It wasn't
rude.
Until it was probably like around when I was a science teacher that it happened because I remember my oldest child being, you know, probably like 6 or 8 years old when we found that out. Like, I want to say,
what
maybe he was
hell?
A little older. I don't know.
What
yeah.
is the heck? What is wrong? But, okay, but does it make it any less of a planet if it's now called a dwarf planet? That's pejorative.
they really don't consider it
a
like
planet
in our solar system anymore.
It's a dwarf planet. Like,
yeah,
what a way
I don't know. I thought they
out.
Called it something
why
else. Like, it
they need to do something.
Wanted to
different.
Act like it was a moon to something or something
they
like that.
They need to give
like,
it a different type of name. They need to give it a different type or different type of category.
Misleading.
Why does it have to
like
be called
a mini
dwarf?
Planet?
It was just as important as all the other 8 ones when I have drawn it. So you're gonna have to make it a new name that does not have planet in it.
Well, yeah, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. No, is that, which was that? Is that the wrong? That's math. What was the one for? What was the
I don't know.
One?
I, remember, the, I don't know. Hmm. I don't know. I just remember Jason.
What is it, Mercury?
I remember July, August, September,
Mercury,
October, November. Jason. July, August, September,
I can't remember
November.
What the saying is for the planet.
I don't know it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter anymore because it doesn't exist anymore.
My very...
What is the next planet to go? What's next? Which one's on its way out? Let's decide.
Oh, well, what's the next smallest? Everybody's size obsessed.
Oh, it's a size queen. We got some size queens now. What? Is Earth the biggest planet? I don't know.
No, Jupiter is the biggest planet.
Damn it! Are you sure?
Yes.
Wait, biggest in what? Land?
Saturn is the one with the ring.
Land.
Mars is the red planet.
I know. Saturn has diamond rings. You're telling me did you say Neptune or Jupiter? Jupiter.
Jupiter is the biggest.
Biggest in what? In landmass?
I don't know.
Area.
It's the biggest ball in the sky.
and square meter? Biggest?
Yeah,
as in heaviest?
I haven't measured
heaviest?
It. It's biggest size-wise.
Is it heaviest?
Like, I don't
is
know.
It the heaviest one? Is it the heaviest
oh,
one?
Oh, I don't know about that. Idea about density.
I like
size, like area or something.
I like girth. I'll take the bowling ball over the balloon any day.
You like the solid masses?
Girth. Less girth.
Right. I heard you, girth.
Yeah. Girthy. Call me girthy.
Oh. Oh, man.
This is ridiculous.
I probably would have to agree.
Oh, I'm going to cry tonight. I've been lied to my whole high school life. Or whenever we started learning about it, what, middle school?
Elementary school, man.
I don't even remember if I learned it in elementary.
Little.
I don't know.
See, doesn't that make you wonder what else you've been lied to about?
Oh, no, I know about the others.
Right?
Almost.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we're on some kind of weird tangent tonight, man. Did you get to do
it's
the
necessary.
Eclipse?
I watched the reactions to it while it was happening live. So I watched it go from Oregon to like Idaho and then somewhere else in Nebraska, Missouri, all the way down to Charleston.
Yeah, it was online. Yeah,
so
I watched some
cute.
Of it online.
I watched part of it on the NASA website, and then, you know, in front of me by several meters or whatever is the big screen where I watched it on CNN with their local people on the, you know, on the scene and seeing them go, oh my God, this is great. Hold on, this is oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, see,
you know
you
what?
Get the orgasm face from everyone. That
my
kid
kept telling me about the eclipse glasses, and I'm thinking they're like some expensive-ass glasses, so I'm going,
$5.
There's no way we're going to be able to get these. No, but
$5.
I didn't know that they had these paper glasses. If I would have known that, like, I would have gotten them some, you know, because we tried to watch it. I looked online about other ways to watch it, and we tried to watch it through the phone and the iPad on the camera, but it didn't. It just looked like a glowing ball because we had freaking clouds everywhere, and I looked for like hours around us. I couldn't even drive to go to a clear sky area. There weren't any that day, but
it was kind of out of your range. But
yeah,
okay,
it was only a partial eclipse.
In 7 years, 2024 is going to do it again, and it's going to go through Texas as one ending point of it doing it again. So like, 2024. Let's go to like Texas to go look at it. We gotta look at it. And
okay. Yeah.
I'll meet you there. We'll go together.
Hefsy was in Missouri for it, and he got some really excellent pictures. It was like full eclipse there, and it was really cool.
Nice.
But at least he got good pictures. But like,
did you get a live reaction? Did you get a live reaction like on the phone? or he's like, oh my god.
No.
Because on
no,
TV
we
was cool,
trying
just
to
seeing,
look at it, and it
just seeing everything
just
get dark
over
was
here.
So cool. When everything got dark,
yeah.
I think it was one scene in Missouri, like, it's beautiful effect, where like look around, I start panning around, it's just like dark.
Yeah.
And then 2 minutes later, you
get
dawn again. Like,
it was only partial here, so it didn't get dark here. It was like a weird overcast,
yeah.
Like, but it was not dark here, and like the kids
they
were really disappointed.
Kind of thing. And like Malibu, there's some area where supposedly one could see a glimmer or something, and they, you know, I don't know, gave out the little glasses to some, you know, students and stuff to try and see as much as they could. But now you got to be in the eye of the belly of the heart of the eclipse. Oh, I think I may have lost Jessica of Naked Girls Radio. Let's see. I'm gonna give it 1 minute to see if Jess is able to call back in, and if she can, we'll resume our discussion about the eclipse and yada yada. Let me play a song. Did I keep going out yet? Okay, it's coming. It's coming. Okay, I'll do Purple Trip by Panda Dip.
I'm Now that's better, baby. Why don't we sing a song to help pass the time? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.